Okay. Hey, we got a couple guys back today. Kevin Burnett was back. Pat Sims was back out here today. A couple guys that left with injuries again. It's normal camp injuries. Nothing major. But we did. Trevante Sessions was injured in practice today, and so was Bryce Butler. So,
what did Sims do? What was he able to do?
Well, he got a few reps, a period. I want to be smart with him. You know, last time we brought him out here, we got him for about a half a practice, and then we lost him again for a few days. So I want to make sure that before we put too much stress on him, that he's, ready to go. So we're going to ease him into it, and we'll kind of evaluate him on a day-to-day basis to see where he's at.
So you wouldn't envision him playing or anything against the Bears?
Yeah, I don't envision that. But, again, I don't have to make that decision until game time. So we'll keep our mind open on that. But it's good to have him back out here.
Did he participate at all in team sessions today?
Yes.
Did he work at all with the ones?
No.
To have him and Walker back, and the linebacker back, you had so few times we've had those guys in the field at the same time. Does that feel like you probably put the defense together a little bit?
Well, not quite. We're getting closer to that point, though. And I think as we get closer to the start of the regular season, I think it's important. We got a lot of new parts to this defense, and so I think having those guys out here and getting them a chance to work together, the more we're able to do it between now and the opening game of the season, the better we're going to understand how to play together. So it was a start to have the majority of those guys back out here, and it'll be good as we go through the rest of training camp, through the rest of these practices, the Chicago game, Seattle game, and get a chance for these guys to work together.
Houston practiced all last week. He didn't play against the Saints. Is he going to play this?
He'll play.
Pushing through these last couple of days of camp, Coach, how would you rate the energy level, the enthusiasm, all that?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought we had a pretty crisp practice today, and I thought the guys got after it. We understand we focused on, third down today, so, that's critical down and distance for us to be able to get off the field, for us to be able to convert offensively. So I thought it was good work today. I think the guys have continued to work throughout training camp.
Tyvon out there today?
Tyvon was here. He didn't practice. Again, he'll be a day-to-day deal. I haven't made up my mind yet whether he'll play or not.
Do you find that when these guys have been sitting out, that when they do get back in there, that they have done the mental reps? So it seems like they're...
Most of them. I think our guys do a pretty good job of trying to stay on top of it from a mental perspective. Make no mistake about it. When you miss time, you do fall behind a little bit, and it takes a little time to catch up. But most of these guys have done a pretty nice job of staying on top of it.
Is Watson still a great distance small?
I'm hoping to have Menelik Watson back out here tomorrow.
Granted, there was no Anthony Munoz out there for you to get. But what did you see in Tony Hills
Well, Tony was with us when I was in Denver, so I got a little bit of familiarity with Tony. He's a guy that's been in the league for a little while now, and he's a guy that we're going to bring in here and get a chance to evaluate. We still got two preseason games left, and we still haven't settled in on who those five guys are going to be up front, so we're going to take a look at him and see what he can do over the next couple weeks.
Is it nice for you guys that it's not like 5 days away from the regular season? You guys have almost 3 weeks, and you're starting to get healthy again. Is that enough time, do you think, to get these guys back in the flow generally?
Listen, it's the time that we have.
Right.
So that's what our job is. We got to get ready, and we're going to open up the first game of the year against Indianapolis, and the healthy bodies that we have, we're going to trot out there, and we're going to go play. We're going to go compete.
Where are you at with your punters? What are you looking for over these last 3 weeks in terms of how one will separate?
Well, again, I think there's a lot of things that you take into account. Punting is not just, line up back there and kick the ball. There's some things that we have to do, whether it be it's situational punting, it's being able to down the ball, it's being able to directional punt to try to take certain returners out of the game. And so there's a lot of different things that you ask the punter to do. So I want to see these guys be able to execute in those situations. And then obviously the holding situation is another thing that we're looking at, as a determining factor. So I think it's great competition. I think we got two guys that are NFL caliber punters. And anytime you're in that situation, you know, that's a good problem to have.
Do you anticipate three quarterbacks playing in this game?
Yeah, maybe four.
Maybe four?
Yeah.